The world has written a narrative of motherhood that's narrow and limiting. But that's not how motherhood was designed to be. We don't have to accept that narrative or stay in that confined space. As Christian mothers, we have the freedom to create a beautiful, fulfilling, and inspiring life for ourselves and for our families. We can live a life of purpose and vision in the midst of the confusion around us. I want you to move from being unsure to being confident as a mom. I want to see you let go of the overwhelm and guilt and embrace the freedom we have in Christ. Let's learn how to enjoy the life and the family we've been given. Let's create homes where faith can grow and hearts can be shaped for the kingdom. I'm Audrey McCracken, and welcome to Grace for My Home. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Grace for My Home. I'm so glad you decided to join me here again this week. I want to go ahead up front and apologize for the sound quality. In this episode, I am sitting in my vehicle watching my son at football practice. I'm literally watching him practice right now. And so I don't have my regular equipment. But I had to get this recorded because I did not want to miss this very important week. And I say this very important week because this marks 1 year since I started the podcast. And I realized that when I saw that this was episode 52. And I thought, oh my goodness, I've been doing this a whole year. And it doesn't seem like it's been a whole year. But I just wanted to say thank you to all of you guys who have listened, who have touched base with me, who have, you know, I've made friends by doing this podcast, and it's done something in me, and I'm just so very thankful, and thankful to the Lord too, because this has given me an opportunity to just share little nuggets, little things that He has shared with me over the years, and I knew that these things would be a blessing to other people. And so this podcast has just confirmed that there are moms out there like me who just need encouragement. You know, there's just so little encouragement out there these days. And I want to be able to encourage you. That's my heart, my desire. So thank you for letting me. And just a little update. This week, like within a few days, we will have an open house at our new coffee shop. We're so excited about that. We're having our open house on Saturday, and then shortly after that, we'll have a soft opening, and we're just gearing up for that and just so excited about it. So I'm posting some photos on Instagram and Facebook, and you can like our Facebook post if you want to keep up with that. It's called Awaken Mullins, and that's also our profile on Instagram. And then that way, if you're interested in that, you can see those, but I don't have to flood my personal or my blog feeds with those photos for people who just aren't interested. So, also, I wanted to just tell you that the next 4 weeks, I'm going to do a teaching on the four roles of a mom, because this is something that has really helped me. You know, when I became a mom, it just seemed like it was all about the to-do list, right? There's just so many things to do, and you can really get bogged down in all of the details. You know, it seems like, okay, being a mom means that I have to do this, and I have to do the clothes, I have to do the dishes, I have to drive everybody everywhere. And you know, those are things that we do, but it's not really who we are. And so I was on a journey to find out, Lord, what am I, you know, yes, what am I supposed to be doing? But how, make it make sense, Lord. You know, it just can't be all these random things that people expect of me all the time or demand of me all the time, or I feel like I'm supposed to do, like I'm not guilted into this. Show me what it means to be a mom and what it means to be a Christian mom. You know, what is my assignment? What are the roles that I'm supposed to be fulfilling in this assignment? And so I want to just talk with you today about what is a mom. You know, a mom is a life giver. It says in Genesis 3:21, "And now the man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all the living." So Eve was the mother of all the living, and Eve means life or living. And that's what we are. We are life givers. We are the ones God uses to bring new life into this world. And not only do we bring that new life into this world, but we also nourish that life. And so we have a very big responsibility because we work with God to bring people into this world, and not just people, but people who can know and love and serve Him. And that's a pretty big deal. That's a pretty big deal. God has given us such a wonderful responsibility. And you know, I often refer to the book of Genesis in my podcast. It seems like almost every episode I may have a reference to that. And it's because the book of Genesis is so foundational. It sets the stage for the whole Bible, and it tells us how God set the stage for all mankind. And it tells us who we are. So I often refer back to the book of Genesis because it's like God is telling us, pay attention to this. This is the way I set it up. This is the way it originally was designed. And then it also shows us what happened with sin, what happened when sin entered the picture, and how that beautiful design was marred. And it gives us a promise that one day that beautiful design would be restored. And I believe that beautiful design was restored in Christ and is being restored in our lives as we serve the Lord. But a mother is a life giver, a nourisher, and a protector of that life, because that life is precious. It's precious to the Lord. And today, as Christian moms, we give our children natural life, but we're blessed enough to live in a time when we can also share eternal life with our children. We can share spiritual life with our children. We can't give them that life because Jesus, eternal life is in Him. But we can share the truth. We can share the gospel with our children. We can live the gospel before our children and point them to eternal life. So how awesome is that? What a wonderful responsibility. What a wonderful privilege to share eternal life with these little ones that we love. But how do you do that? It's a high calling. I remember when I had these little ones and I held them in my arms and I felt the enormous responsibility of raising this little one for Jesus, but I had no idea where to start. You know, something inside of me said, yes, I will do this. But then when you're outside of the hospital and, you know, life is going on around you, it's like, how do I do this? Because really quickly, it feels like just a bunch of to-dos. It feels like, okay, I've got to, you know, change the diapers. I've got to feed this baby. I've got to rock this baby. I've got to get this baby to sleep. And it snowballs from there, because as they grow, they need more things. And it just seems like as a mom, we can be like, you know, a chicken with their head cut off. I'm sure that's a southern term, but you get my point, where we're running around and we're doing all this stuff because it has to be done. But are we doing the stuff that matters? And that's how I felt, and I still feel sometimes at different stages. Okay, I'm doing all the stuff, but am I doing what matters? And most of the books that I read on parenting, they just seem to concentrate and focus on discipline and not really nourishing faith. And there were so, you know, there are a lot more today. I will say that, you know, when my kids were babies, there seemed to be less, or maybe I just didn't know about them. But today there seem to be a lot more books on how to raise our children for the Lord. But when I was looking for books, it seemed like they all concentrated on discipline. And I just knew that wasn't enough. See, discipline's important, don't get me wrong, but I can have the most well-disciplined children. You know, I can have children that obey me immediately, but that doesn't mean that I'm nurturing their faith. It just means that I've trained them to be obedient. And see, as a Christian mom, I want to open up their eyes to faith. I want to nurture their belief. I want to point them in the direction of Christ so that when He taps on their heart, they will be obedient to Him. And we as mothers, we have this powerful privilege and responsibility to nurture our children's hearts by faith, in faith. But if no one tells us how to do it, then we can flounder in it. And if no one even tells us that we can do it, we can doubt that we have that ability. But I want to tell you today, you can. You can prepare their hearts for the Holy Spirit. You can prepare their hearts to hear. You know, John the Baptist was the one crying in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. And that's what he did. He went and he started baptizing and people started falling under conviction and being baptized by him in the River Jordan before Jesus even came on the scene. And he was preparing their hearts so that when the Savior came, they would recognize him. And when he did come, he even pointed him out and he said, hey, behold, hey, that's really Southern, right? He said, behold, the Lamb of God. He's telling them the Messiah's coming, the Messiah's coming. And then when he comes, he's preparing them for that. And then when he comes, he says, there he is. It's him. And so we as moms, we're kind of like John the Baptist. We're preparing their hearts. You know, we're telling them he has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you. He loves you. He created you. He is our Savior. And then when God comes into their lives, when God touches them, we can say, yes, that's God. God is calling you. God has his hand on you. God loves you. And we can point to Jesus and say, there he is. And that's, isn't that awesome? I mean, that God trusts us with that. But see, if no one ever tells us, if no one ever teaches us, if we just think it's about, you know, the laundry, or we just think it's about the dishes, or, you know, we just think it's about changing the diapers, then we miss that. And it's so important. It's so good. So I just want to encourage you today to focus on the major things. You know, don't just focus on, you know, all this stuff that I have to do. Pray, say, Lord, show me what is the most important thing. You know, what should I be about today? How can I build faith in the hearts and the minds of my children in my everyday life? You know, because we can't take off, right? We still got to do those things, but how can I do it right here where I am every day and still get the stuff done? And so I needed a grid. I needed some way that I could just check back regularly and say, hey, am I keeping the main thing the main thing? So what helped me is thinking about, okay, as a mom, what exactly am I supposed to be? What is the main goal? You know, what is my role in this assignment as a mom? What are my main roles as a mom? I felt like there were four main roles I was called to fill in my children's lives. Now, no one taught me this. This isn't something I read in a book. It's just as I kept going and kept going and kept seeing areas, these were the main four that I thought, if I concentrate on these four, I think I can keep the main thing the main thing. The main thing is loving my children and nurturing faith in their hearts. So today I want to share with you the first one. And the first role that I felt like the Lord was asking me to fill in the lives of my children was to be the servant leader of my home. And what that means, Jesus called us all to be servants. And in your home, you and your husband are the leaders. As a mom, you are the example. You are one of the examples of Christ to your children. And when we can serve in our home as a servant leader, it gives them an example of what it looks like to serve Jesus, what it looks like to serve Christ. And the reason I start with this one today is because it kind of encompasses all of the other things that we think of when we think of being a mom. And What I mean by that is like the laundry, the dishes, the chauffeuring everywhere where they need to, everyone where they need to go, the cleaning, those kind of things, whether you work a full-time job outside of your house or whether you come home and do those things or whether you're home every day in the grind doing those things. Usually those are the things that we think of when it comes to being a mom. And all of those things are important. And by being a servant leader, we are being the person that we want our children to be. So we're putting before them a view of what it means to love and serve Christ and to serve others because we're serving Christ. It's often the hidden work of the home. It's not something that is glamorous. It's not something that we necessarily love. But it has to be done, and it often falls on us. But being a servant leader in our homes, it means taking care. It means being what Titus 2 said. Titus 2 says that we are keepers of the home. And as a mom, whether you work in the home or whether you work outside of the home, that burden still rests on us. Now, our husbands can help. My husband helps, especially since I've taken on more responsibilities with this coffee shop. He's really stepped in and helped me. But I still feel that burden. I still feel that responsibility. And the work of being that servant leader is often the hidden work of the home. It's humbling work. It's that work that feels like it's never ending. It's that work that is a sacrifice of love. It's the work that no one ever says thank you for. And it's that work that makes a house a home. It seems futile sometimes. It seems like it's never going to get done. And it's not going to get done as long as people are living there, right? I mean, as long as people are living in your home, there's always going to be something to do. There's always going to be a dish to wash or, something to fold or, it's never going to end. But that's because people live there. And we, as moms, we can see it as futile, we can see it as aggravating, or we can see it as a matter of eternity. And to you, that just may sound silly. What do you mean a matter of eternity? It's eternally important to God because you are being a servant leader in your home. You're being an example to your children of Christ. He served. He washed dirty feet. He cooked his disciples breakfast. He served. He loved. He gave. And when we do that, when we love and serve and give our families, then it builds character in us. And also, it gives them a stable home to grow up in. Children need a stable home. They need a good start. And home is their start. And so when we take care of our homes, it creates an environment where children can grow and faith can grow in their hearts. When there's no stability, then we automatically default to fear. When we don't grow up in stable environments, then it's hard for us to trust because we don't know if our needs are going to be met. We don't know when the second shoe is going to fall. And so when we can give our children that stability, when we can give them that promise that, things aren't going to be perfect here, but I can depend on mom and dad to take care of my needs. I know that there's going to be meals. I know that I'm going to have clean clothes to put on. I know that we're going to have times of rest. I know that there's some kind of order here. Then it allows them to rest, not be anxious, and enjoy life and grow. And so, see, you have an important job to do just by taking care of your home, just by being the servant leader there, just by being the example of what it means to love one another. You are building pathways in your children's minds to trust the Lord, and to recognize Him when they see Him. Now, you may think that's a stretch, but I don't because I've seen it happen. All of my life, I had thought I want to be a career woman. I went to college to be an engineer, and I was determined I would never need to depend on anyone because I was going to have this great degree and I was going to get this great job and I was going to be so independent. And when I had these little ones, I just was amazed at the changes that happened in my heart, because all I wanted to do was make a place for them where they could have love and they could have joy and they could enjoy growing up knowing that God loved them and they had a mama who loved them. And so, you know, I think these things are so born in us that sometimes when, even if we live in a world who denies these things, when they pop up inside of our hearts, then we need to recognize that is a calling from God. That is a calling from God, and not feel bad at all about wanting to fulfill that calling, even if it goes against the ways that we have been brought up or the ways that we've been trained to think. Eternity is in your heart and eternity is in their hearts. And when you allow the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to come inside and change your desires and give you that desire to create a home, to be a servant leader in that home, and to give your children that stable foundation from which the rest of their lives will spring from, then you will find the joy of the Lord in it. And those diapers will take on a whole new meaning. And making that baby formula will not seem like such a drudgery because you have your mind fixed on things above. And I just needed somebody to tell me that. So I want to tell you that today. God has a good plan for you, and the things you're doing as the servant leader there that nobody sees, He sees. And it matters. Good job, Mama. Keep it up. You are the servant leader in that home. You are leading by example. So I just encourage you today to see yourself not just as the one who's doing all this stuff, not just to see the long to-do list and think, oh, being a mom is just about doing a million things. See it as, I have a role here. I'm establishing something here. I am creating something here. I'm creating a home where faith can grow. And your life will take on a new meaning and new joy will bubble up inside. And these are the kind of thoughts that I had to think and still have to think. I have to see my life through a grid of what's important and what's not important. I have to see my life as, you know, what are we doing here? We're not just vacuuming the floor. We're creating a place of stability. We are showing our little ones what it's like to be a mature adult, what it's like to be someone who gives and loves freely, and what it means to follow Jesus. So I hope this has been an encouragement for you today. I hope this has been a help for you today. So this week I talked to you about the servant leader. Next week, I think I'll talk with you about the teacher trainer. And that's the next role that I'll talk with you about next week. So please come back and join me for that next week. And we'll have 4 weeks of talking about the roles of a mom, the offices that we fill as a mom. If you listen to this podcast and you've been blessed by it, if it has been a positive influence in your life and you have benefited from it, I do ask you to go to wherever you listen to podcasts and give me a 5-star review, because that helps to promote my podcast and put it in front of people who may be interested in this kind of podcast, or so I've been told. So I would really appreciate that. But let's pray. Father, I just thank you today for my sisters who are listening today. I thank you for your great love for us. I pray, Lord God, just that you would show us the way. God, show us what you've called us to do as moms and who you've called us to be as moms. Lord, give us that desire, Lord, to do this job well. That comes from you, Lord. So we just ask you, Lord God, to change our hearts and, Lord, to give us such a love for you, such a love for our children, that, Lord God, the things that we do every day take on a whole new meaning, Lord. And we love you. Lord, I just cover them and I just pray for blessings upon them. And I ask you, Lord, to give us eyes to see through your eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you've enjoyed this episode today and will join me here again next week. You can find more encouragement on my blog
at gracefromahome.com. God bless. Bye-bye.